Bav mit Sir Bavli, cos things above Bav mit Sir Yerushalmi, Daf Nun Ches and Nun Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, the second Mishnah on the page, Kashem. Kashem, Shehoinaya Bemekach Ubemcha, Kach Hoinaya Bedvorim, just as an Issa of Hoinaya in business is also an Issa in one's words. Loyoy Meloy Bekamach Chefet Zeh, Vereinu Oitz Likach. Don't ask a seller how much does an item cost if you have no intent to buy it. If he's a Baal Tshuva, he became religious later in life, don't say to him, remember how you used to behave. And if he's a son of converts, you shouldn't say to him, remember the deeds of your forefathers. Because the Pasuk says in Shmois Perek Chof Beis, in Pasuk Chof, you shouldn't deride a convert, nor should you oppress him, because you are also strangers in the land of Egypt. You may not mix fruits from one field with other fruits, even if they're all new, and certainly one may not mix new with old. Really, they permitted mixing hard wine with soft wine, because it improves the soft wine. One may not mix sediment from another barrel into wine, but he may give the sediment of that wine of the barrel itself. If one's wine became mixed with water, he may not sell it in a store unless he informs the buyer. He may not sell it to a merchant, even if he does inform him, because the merchant will definitely use it to deceive people. It's permitted to mix wine with water in a place where that's the custom. A merchant may take from five different threshing floors to put into one container, or from five different wine presses to put into one container, as long as he doesn't intend to mix the bad quality into the good. Rida says a shopkeeper shouldn't hand out roasted grains and nuts to the children, because it accustoms them to come to him. However, the Chachamim permit it, because all shopkeepers can do the same thing if they wish. For Leifchis es Hashar, a seller shouldn't drop his prices below the standard price. The Chachamim Oimim, the Cholatoy, Chachamim bless a person for doing such a thing. Like Abba Shaul says, one shouldn't remove the impurities, meaning the half beans, from the beans. The Chachamim, Matirim, Chachamim permit this, Umoidim, Shula Yivo, Arpi Hamagur, Sheino Ela, Kagoinev Esa Ayin. They do agree, though, that he shouldn't do this only on the surface, because it deceives the customers. Ve'ein Mefalkasin, Lo Yesa Adam, V'Leyesa Behemim, V'Leyesa Kalim. One shouldn't beautify men, animals, or utensils he wishes to sell. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Abdima Malcha Havi Mefate Sardavase. Rabbi Abdima of Malcha would soak the meat in water in order that it looked fatty. Amalev Yaakov Ba'acha questioned him, Ba'atanin, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Ein Mefalkasin, that you're not allowed to beautify a product? Milsa Amma Shiesh Pirkus Ba'oichan. The Mishnah implies there's an Issa in foods as well. Rabbi Zeira Hava Asak Bahada Kitna. Rabbi Zeira did business with flax. Asa Gabi Rabbi Abo, he came to Rabbi Abo and he asked him, Amalei, Ma Ana Meshapra Abidte? Am I acting correctly by beautifying the flax? Amalei, Ezel Abid Ma Da'at Yada. Rabbi Abo answered him, do what you know, means the prohibition of beautifying is to make old merchandise look new. This anyway doesn't work for flax, so there should be no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Abo have a Asik Be'ilein Lesutia. Rabbi Abo did business with gold and silver threads used for women's jewelry. Asa Shal Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. He asked Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Amalei, and he said to him, Minan be'ilein lesutia, am I allowed to beautify them? Amalei, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina answered him, Ezel avid ma da'at yada, do what you know, because the same reason that we explain by flax is over here as well, that trying to beautify them doesn't actually achieve anything. Rabba Shakata, Rabba dyed a bath red in order to sell it. Tana Rabbi Yaakov Amsunia Mahu Ein Mefalkasim Dula Yemele Tzur Gamech. Rabbi Yaakov Amsunia said, what did the Mishnah mean when it said one may not beautify a man? A master may not tell his slave to make himself up in order to look younger for sale, which would involve the Issa of Honaya. Hadnolach Perkakesef.